Around the world. American actor visits Rohingya Muslim refugees. Matt Dillon puts rare celebrity spotlight on Rohingya. American actor Matt Dillon put a rare star-powered spotlight on Myanmar's long-persecuted Rohingya Muslims. Dillon visited a hot, squalid camp for tens of thousands displaced by violence and a port that has served as one of the main launching pads for their exodus by sea. "It was heartbreaking," he said after meeting a young man with a severe leg wound from a road accident and no means to treat it. Mothers carrying babies with clear signs of malnutrition stood listlessly outside row after row of identical bamboo huts, where toddlers play nearby in the chalky white dust. "No one should have to live like this. People are really suffering," said Dillon, one of the first celebrities to get a first-hand look at what life is like for Rohingya in the western state of Rakhine in Myanmar. "They have no hope for the future and nowhere to go." Though Rohingya have been victims of state-sponsored discrimination for decades, conditions started deteriorating 3 years ago after the predominantly Buddhist country of 50 million began its bumpy transition from a half-century of dictatorship to democracy. Taking advantage of newfound freedoms of expression, radical Buddhist monks started fanning the deep-seated societal flames of hatred for the religious minority. Hundreds have been killed by machete-wielding mobs, and a 250,000 others now live under apartheid-like conditions in camps or have fled by boat. Thousands of dehydrated and starving Rohingya people have washed onto Southeast Asian shores in recent weeks. Denied citizenship, they are effectively stateless, with almost no basic rights. As they become increasingly marginalized, several groups are warning that the building blocks of genocide are in place. "I know that's a very touchy word to use," said Dillon, wearing his trademark black t-shirt and jeans, "but there's a very ominous feeling here." "I've been to some places where the threats of violence seem more imminent," said Dillon, who has also visited refugee camps in Sudan, the Congo, and elsewhere. "Here it's something else. It feels more like people are going to be left to wither away and die." Dillon said he decided to come to Myanmar following a desperate, urgent appeal by Rohingya activist Thun Kyin. "If I can use my voice to draw attention to something, where I see people suffering, I'll do that any day of the week. I'm happy to do that." He spoke to two teenage boys who tried to flee by boat, only to find themselves in the hands of human traffickers, and was chased away by armed security guards when trying to snap pictures of the last standing Rohingya neighborhood in the state capital, a ghetto surrounded by tall walls topped by rolls of heavy barbed wire. "What really choked him up were the camps. It affected me more than I thought it would. While there were clear signs humanitarian agencies are active, new latrines, well-placed hand pumps, concrete open sewers, he noted in contrast to camps he's visited in Sudan and the Congo, he didn't run into a single Western aid worker during his 2-day visit. Nor were NGO trucks rumbling through with medical equipment, food, or other supplies. This is all due primarily to severe restrictions placed on aid agencies by the government following pressure from Buddhist extremists. "A lot of people are suffering," he said. "I'm really glad I had a chance to come, to see for myself what's happening here." Vocabulary assistant. Malnutrition. Dictatorship. Dehydrated. To marginalize. Imminent. Ghetto. Pop quiz. Reading comprehension. 1. Which of the following statements most accurately captures the main idea of the article? A. An American celebrity visits a Rohingya Muslim refugee camp. B. The Myanmar government has placed restrictions on aid agencies following pressure from Buddhist extremists. C. Rohingya Muslims have been long persecuted by Myanmar's Buddhist extremists. D. Rohingya activist Thun Kyin asked Matt Dillon to visit Myanmar. 2. According to the article, which of the following statements is false? A. Thousands of Rohingya people have washed onto Southeast Asian shores in recent weeks. B. Myanmar is a predominantly Buddhist country of 50 million. C. Matt Dillon is only willing to visit Rohingya refugees but will not help them. D. Myanmar is going through a transition from a half-century of dictatorship to democracy. Discussion topic. This article talks about the Southeast Asian humanitarian crisis of the Rohingya. This exodus has gained so much international media attention that American actor Matt Dillon visited the refugee camps. However, government restrictions make it difficult for international aid to reach the refugees. Consider and discuss the following. Were you previously aware of this humanitarian crisis? Discuss what you know. Do you think it will help these refugees if a celebrity brings international media attention to them? Why or why not? What would you want to do to help people like the Rohingya refugees? Discuss in detail.